This is Idaho Matters for a Thursday, October 10th. Democracy in an Age of Anxiety is the high-profile theme of the 36th Annual Frank Church Conference on Public Affairs. This year's conference is set for this coming Monday, October 14th at Boise State University. And joining us today to talk about all that goes into putting together such a heady endeavor is Gary Wenske, Executive Director of the Frank Church Institute, and Steve Feldstein, Associate Professor and holder of the Frank Church Chair of Public Affairs at Boise State. Gentlemen, the subhead of this year's conference is Russian Intrusion, Chinese Confrontation, and Populist Disruption. Oh, my goodness. First off, can you speak to setting the stage and choosing this theme, which I'm assuming you did months in advance, and yet it couldn't be more timely?
You know, I think it's a mixture of a few things. I mean, certainly one of the things we think a lot about is what's currently on the contemporary radar when it comes to key foreign policy and public policy issues that matter and are relevant to people, both broadly in the country and also to Idahoans specifically. I mean, the other part, too, I think, is a matter of where is there an opportunity to get a dynamic and interesting speaker, such as our keynote speaker, Ambassador McFaul, who can really speak to these specific sets of issues.
And in addition to Michael McFaul, former U.S. Ambassador to Russia, and Rob Bershinsky, Vice President at Human Rights First, and others, I have to ask, what does your Rolodex look like? I mean, not every one of us can pick up the phone and get this caliber of speakers.
Well, I'm fortunate in that I spent a significant period of my career working in Washington, D.C., and a lot of the people that we have coming, we have James Kirchick from Brookings, we have Irene Petranto from Citizen Lab and the University of Toronto, and some others. You know, these are people that I have worked with throughout my career, people whose professional accomplishments I deeply respect. They've been collaborators on a lot of different policy ideas. We've written different things together. And so I feel very fortunate and grateful that they are interested in coming out to Boise, that they want to get outside the bubble of and really speak to a broader audience. And so it's nice to be able to call upon them, but they also have a strong interest in coming out to the community here as well.
I'd be remiss if I didn't spend a little bit of time talking about Frank Church. Gary, if I remember, you walked into his office in 1964.
You have a great memory. I do remember the day I walked in as an intern when I was studying at George Washington University, and it changed my whole life, of course. I ended up working for him for many years, about 10 or 12. It made all the difference. We're using a clip of him at the conference, which is really prescient, I think. He's warning against the use of domestic spying by someone who may not be play by the rules. He was ahead of his time on so many issues.
It all comes around, although sometimes I wonder if Senator Church would recognize the Congress of 2019 and how divided it is.
Probably not, but he also worked to bring members together to get things done. I was commenting about that recently. On every committee he served, whether it was Foreign Relations, Intelligence, the old Interior Committee, he produced legislation. And he did that by bringing people together and crossing party lines and working hard.
You know, one of the things I think it's important, too, yes, we're at a moment right now in Congress and other places where we're particularly politically polarized. This is not a new moment in terms of polarization. I think it's one that's accelerated a bit for a variety of reasons. But I think there are a lot of lessons that can be learned from how Frank Church and his peers handled some of the really and grappled with some of the very deep divisive issues of the day. I'm also struck, and I think this is something that'll be nice to connect to students today, is that so many of the issues that were on Frank Church's mind, Gary mentioned domestic surveillance and FISA legislation as one of them. You could also look at the broader issues related to climate change and protecting public lands and the environment. You know, these are all issues that haven't gone away, where at times we've made progress, but currently I think we're faltering a bit, and we're making sure we maintain a robust discussion about how to solve these problems is essential.
Rob Vershinsky is Senior Vice President for Policy at Human Rights First. He served during the Obama administration as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. He is a former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer and a valedictorian at Yale University, where he earned a master's in international relations. Mr. Vershinsky joins us from his office in New York.
Great to be with you.
And I should also note that in studio with us are Gary Wenske, Executive Director of the Frank Church Institute, and Steve Feldstein, Associate Professor and holder of the Frank and Bethine Church Chair of Public Affairs at Boise State. Mr. Brzezinski, I have to assume that you still have friends and colleagues at the Department of State, yes?
I do indeed.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask what they're saying and what you can maybe weigh in on the state of the State Department.
Sure. Well, I think it's been, to varying degrees, a relatively tough couple of years for my former colleagues in the State Department, as is reasonably well known under the first Secretary of State of this administration, Rex Tillerson. Morale was pretty low. There was a hiring freeze instituted, and many of my colleagues who are career civil servants and foreign affairs officers felt that they were being cut out of a lot of decision-making. As many stories have gone into, there's been a fairly heavy exodus from the State Department over the past couple of years, and it's hard to overstate the extent to which that's detrimental to U.S. interests in the long term. Now, right now, given everything that's going on with respect to the whistleblower's complaint and the president's engagement with the president of Ukraine, I think people are within the State Department, like the rest of us, are just watching the news. And events are unfolding so rapidly that many people are trying to do their jobs, but certainly are apprehensive about where the story is going to go.
Steve Feldstein, can you weigh in on this? Because goodness knows you have former colleagues and friends who are still at State.
Yeah, no, I would echo exactly what Rob said, especially in this current environment right now. It's even more politicized than it normally has been. You know, it's very hard just to do the daily work that's necessary, to do the diplomatic grunt work that's needed to kind of accomplish American priorities, especially when there's such a distraction at the highest levels. And so I think Rob is right. People are sort of watching and waiting. It's hard to focus on the day-to-day tasks at hand. And I think ultimately the country's our foreign policy priorities, they suffer as a result of the lack of attention and the distractions that have ensued.
I'd like to talk a little bit about American leadership on the global stage and where we are in 2019. Can you speak to President Trump's recent address before the UN General Assembly?
What we heard out of President Trump again this year was a call to nativism and nationalism. And as one surveys the globe, and this will be a prime topic of conversation at the Frank Church Conference, we're seeing really worrying trends from leaders like President Trump, who are willing to build a base of political support by essentially blaming minorities and other groups. That's an incredibly worrisome trend.
It doesn't take too long for someone to type your name into a Google search and find the profile that David Brooks wrote about you when you were a very young man. It was in a post 9/11 world in the New York Times when he said that you were that rarest of creatures, an Ivy League member of the ROTC. Can I assume that foreign policy and your type of advocacy is still a noble calling?
Absolutely. And my message to the students at the conference is that there is no higher calling than serving your fellow citizens. And some of us may choose to do that by working in the military. Others choose to serve by being police officers and firefighters and teachers within their community. But for me, from a young age, I wanted to do essentially what I've gotten to do, which is to work as an advisor within the government on foreign policy issues. I felt like for me personally, it was important to understand what the ramifications are of those policy decisions that are made in Washington, D.C. And that's why I decided to go into the military in the first place via ROTC while I was in college. I had a tremendous experience, learned a lot, and then was able to apply what I learned later on as a policy advisor in places like the Pentagon and the White House.
Gentlemen, it's a pretty big deal that someone like Rob Burschinski is at this year's conference, yes?
We're very excited to have Rob come. He was certainly top of our list when we were thinking about the right type of people to address a topic in terms of the fraying of democracy worldwide and what are some of the problems inherent in that and what are some solutions to try to find a way forward. Rob has done a tremendous amount of work both inside the administration at different moments, currently as a prominent advocate outside the administration. So we're really grateful to have his operational and policy expertise, and we look forward to an exciting set of discussions.
Well, we're looking forward to your visit and your remarks at the Frank Church Conference coming up on October the 14th. Safe travel to you.
Thank you so much.
We'll continue in a moment. You're listening to Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio News.